like, what do you feel in your body when you think about checking your finances?
Kind of a mix of nausea, dread, and self-judgment.
Great trio.
I mean, maybe that's overstating it a little bit, but I really can't.
Hey, y'all. I'm Marie Mejres, host of Marketplace's This is Uncomfortable, and I am excited to say that we are back with new episodes.
And so what do you do for a living?
I am a auditor for a local government.
So would you say you're the auditor who can't audit himself?
Yeah, that's a good tagline.
This season, we're digging more into our money anxieties and how they can influence some of our biggest decisions in life, like who we marry.
Marriage is really not about love. Love is a little portion of it. Marriage really, I would say, mainly is about finances.
I married up. Her family didn't think Michelle did, so.
We were not yet engaged, and I just remember saying that I thought prenups were a good idea. What did you think?
We also try to figure out why we have such a tortured relationship with work.
There's an internal set of rules that says that burnout is cool, that working yourself to exhaustion is the necessary price to pay.
This is still not a show about personal finance. Can't tell you about investments or how to budget. I mean, my biggest accomplishment of 2019 was packing lunch for work and cutting back on Postmates. Really, this is a podcast about how money makes us feel.
I tell my kids, you know, I'm so sorry about the stupid mistakes that I've made and, you know, chasing after these dreams that I've had and putting us into deeper debt.
And finally, this season, my team and I invade some listeners' private lives and try to fix their problems.
He had downloaded all of his 2019 Mint transactions, right? He sent them to me. And I...
Wait, really?
He did, yes. There were at least 209 Amazon purchases last year.
Whoa, that's like 4 purchases a week?
Yeah.
We'll be back with new episodes of This is Uncomfortable every Thursday, starting next week. How are you feeling after this interview?
I don't know. I kind of want to, like, just go home and sit in my blanket.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.